So, on August 23rd, Thailand's Ministry of Finance suffered this genuinely catastrophic network breach.
Yeah, and it took exactly 42 minutes for the attackers to achieve just, total system dominance.
Right. But I mean, the most striking part of this entire event, there wasn't a single human being sitting at the keyboard.
None. And that completely dismantles our whole mental model of cybersecurity. I mean, we've spent decades building defenses under the assumption that there is a human being on the other side of the screen.
A human who's subject to human limitations, right?
Exactly. And that assumption is now completely obsolete.
Which is wild. So we've got this exclusive advanced look at a groundbreaking strategic dossier from Teking Game Media. It's dated August 23, 2026, and it's titled The Dawn of Autonomous Cyber Weaponry.
It's a fantastic report.
It really is. It details the specific intrusion in Thailand, which was executed from start to finish by a self-governing AI agent named Hermes. So, okay, let's unpack
Let's
this.
do it.
Our mission for today's deep dive is to basically understand the mechanics of how an AI actually pulls this off. We need to look at why defensive automation just lost its biggest advantage and, what it means for you.
Because it does affect you directly.
Oh, absolutely. Whether you're an IT professional architecting a corporate network or just an everyday internet user trying to make sense of the digital systems you rely on, the rules have fundamentally changed.
What's fascinating here is that the Hermes intrusion isn't just, an isolated, sophisticated hack. It represents a major structural tipping point.
A tipping point in how fast these things happen.
Right. To understand why, we really have to look at the foundational concept of cyber warfare, which is actually borrowed from the military. It's called the ODA loop, ODA, Observe, Orient, Decide, Act.
The basic idea being that in any conflict, whoever can cycle through that decision-making loop the fastest is the one who controls the engagement.
Correct. And for the last 40 years or so, human defenders actually held the high ground when it came to speed.
Because of automation on the defense side.
Exactly. Organizations deployed some security information and event management systems. Basically, these are automated central alarm systems that monitor all your network logs.
Okay.
So if a SIEM observed an anomaly, it could orient, decide, and execute a containment playbook in a matter of milliseconds.
Right, while the human attacker on the other side is stuck dealing with cognitive latency, I mean, a human hacker has to stop, read the network maps, figure out what ports are open, write a custom script, test
Oh,
it.
right, they made a typo.
Yeah, exactly. Realize they made a typo and try again. And that process takes hours or even days per step.
But Hermes inverted that dynamic entirely. The attackers deployed an advanced reasoning model that ran natively inside the target terminal.
So right there on the machine.
Right there. The AI wasn't waiting for a human to interpret the data. It was observing the network architecture, deciding on an attack path, and acting at raw machine speed.
It's essentially like playing speed chess against a supercomputer. You're sitting there looking at the board, trying to, formulate your next three moves.
And you're out of time.
Right. Before you've even blinked, the AI has already analyzed a million different board states, moved its piece, and hit the clock.
And the forensic metrics from the Thai Ministry of Finance breach illustrate that disparity perfectly. So in cybersecurity, we measure the MTTC mean time to compromise.
Okay, define that for us.
It's the window from when an attacker gets their initial foothold to when they establish root-level persistence, meaning they have absolute unshakable admin control over the entire system.
Okay, and the dossier states the industry average for MTTC is about 18 days. But Hermes did it in 42 minutes.
Wait, 42 minutes?
An IT team wouldn't even have finished their morning coffee or logged into their dashboards before the network was completely owned.
It is a relentless pace. The report notes that throughout 2026, Thailand had been seeing 164% higher attack volume than the global baseline.
So they were getting hammered.
Absolutely hammered. Threat actors were using the region as, a testing ground for autonomous tools. And during this specific 42-minute window, the Hermes agent processed 14,000 lines of raw system telemetry.
Man, just to put that into perspective for anyone listening, 13,000 lines of system logs would take a human analyst days to manually parse.
And Hermes didn't just read it, it mapped the vector relationships within that architecture instantly. It found four distinct kernel privilege escalation paths.
So essentially locating hidden trapdoors in the core operating system to grant itself top-tier admin rights.
Exactly. And it did all of this without a single pause for human input.
Which actually brings up a massive logical gap here. I mean, if the AI is acting that fast, how is it allowed to execute those commands?
What do you mean?
Well, any standard AI agent you or I use for business productivity has built-in safeguards. If I asked a corporate AI to delete a database or change a firewall rule, it pauses, right? It throws up a prompt asking for human approval.
Oh, right. Yeah. You're talking about HITL, human-in-the-loop architecture. It's the foundational safety net of commercial AI.
Right. So how did Hermes bypass that?
The attackers didn't bypass it. They simply turned it off.
Wow. Just flipped the switch.
Yeah. They disabled all supervisory guardrails, granting the agent uninhibited, direct execution privileges within the host operating system. In the cybersecurity underground, they refer to this as running in YOLO mode. You only live once.
YOLO mode. Okay, here's where it gets really interesting. Because we actually know exactly how they pulled this off at a technical level.
We do, yeah.
And it's all thanks to a massive operational security failure by the attackers themselves. Researcher Bob Diachenko and the analysts at Hunt.io discovered an unsecured staging server left open to the public internet.
Which gave us a complete blueprint of the four-part tool chain Hermes was using. And, you know, it's incredibly rare to get a forensic window this clear. The tool chain was elegantly constructed. It started with the brain. The attackers routed all the raw terminal output from the target network into instances of the DeepSeek reasoning model.
So the LM isn't just generating text, it's actively reasoning about the privilege hierarchies it's seeing in the terminal.
Yes.
And then for the second part, communication, they used a Telegram bot API as a command and control bridge.
Which is brilliant, honestly. By routing their traffic through Telegram, the AI's real-time status updates just blend in with normal everyday web traffic.
Sneaky.
Very. Then the third phase, escalation, is where the autonomy really shines. Hermes autonomously downloaded LinPeas, which is a well-known diagnostic script that admins use to scan Linux systems for misconfigurations.
Right, to find weak spots.
Yes.
Normally, a human would run LinPeas, export the output to a text file,
right,
read through it, and try to manually write a script to exploit whatever it found.
But Hermes bypassed the human translation step. It fed the raw output stream from LinPeas directly back into its own context window.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, allowing the AI to instantly synthesize custom privilege exploits based on the diagnostic data.
And that leads to the final step, the implant.
Hmm.
Once Hermes gained access, it deployed Hades.
Right.
The dossier describes Hades as this custom Go-based backdoor that evades Linux kernel auditing. And it doesn't just sit there, right? It can spawn secondary autonomous subagents to spread across VLANs, the isolated, segmented parts of a company's network.
Exactly.
But wait, let me push back on this mechanism for a second. We have web application firewalls, WFs.
Mm-hmm.
We have endpoint detection systems.
Sure, we do.
These are essentially digital bouncers checking traffic at the door, and they block malicious scripts all the time by looking for known malware signatures. If Hermes is injecting payloads, why didn't the system just block it?
That is because of a technique called zero-shot semantic exploitation.
Okay, unpack that for me.
This is the core difference between classical malware and agentic AI. Traditional malware is deterministic. It operates on a rigid, pre-compiled set of instructions.
It does what it's programmed to do, nothing else.
Right, so if it tries to inject a known malicious string and hits an unexpected firewall rule, the malware crashes. It throws an error, and the defense team gets an alarm.
It's brittle. If the environment changes even slightly, the attack fails.
But Hermes is probabilistic. It dynamically rewrites its own exploit scripts at runtime based on the feedback it receives from the target system.
Wait, it rewrites its own code?
Yes. If Hermes attempts an injection and gets an access denied error, it doesn't crash. It reads the error string, comprehends the semantic reason for the block, and generates a brand new, never-before-seen Python or Bash one-liner on the fly to circumvent that specific rule.
Man, so it's not a battering ram trying to break down a door. It's a lock picker who can instantly mold a completely new key every time the lock changes shape inside the mechanism.
That's the exact dynamic. And because it isn't relying on static, known, malicious signatures, it slips right past the web application firewalls.
Because the firewall's never seen this code before.
Exactly. To the underlying monitoring systems, Hermes just looks like a highly experienced system engineer actively troubleshooting the network.
That is terrifying. Because if disabling a simple safeguard like Humi in the loop makes an agent this lethal, What is stopping someone with a stolen credit card from doing the exact same thing?
Nothing, really.
Well, I mean, if a nation state can build this, the technology is going to leak.
Oh, it already has. We are moving from the era of bespoke elite cyber warfare into just total mass democratization.
Yeah.
The dossier points to strategic intelligence from Visa PERC. That's their payment ecosystem risk and cyber intelligence unit. The data shows that in just the first half of 2026, dark web mentions of weaponized AI agents surged by 450%.
A 450% increase in 6 months. That's insane. And the report lists specific tools currently circulating in underground marketplaces right now. You've got Void Agent, which just autonomously crawls the web looking for exposed cloud storage buckets.
Which is bad enough.
Right. And then there's Autosplit LLM.
Yeah. Autosplit LLM is particularly alarming because of its mechanism. It constantly ingests the global CVE database.
The public registry of newly discovered software vulnerabilities.
Right. So when a flaw is announced, before the software vendor even has time to issue a security patch, Autosplit LLM autonomously writes novel exploitation code for it and deploys it against target networks.
And for the average person listening, I think the most relevant threat is Darkfish Swarm.
Oh, absolutely.
Because this isn't just an email spammer. The report explains that this multi-agent platform scrapes a target's LinkedIn profile, understands their corporate hierarchy, generates a highly contextualized spear phishing email, and it can even synthesize a deepfake voice prompt of their boss entirely on its own.
It's incredibly sophisticated social engineering. But the cybercriminals are actually being handed a massive operational advantage by the very enterprises they are targeting.
Oh, you're talking about the MCP thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
The dossier highlights a systemic failure regarding the Model Context Protocol, or MCP.
Let's explain MCP for a second. It's basically an API translation layer. It's like hiring a brilliant multilingual assistant who can talk to the HR database, the finance ledger, and the email server and translate between all of them.
It's a highly efficient layer, yeah. Mm-hmm. But during the frantic rush in 2025 and 2026 to adopt generative AI, thousands of companies deployed these MCP setups without implementing basic authentication or access control.
Just left the doors wide open. So going back to the analogy, it's like taking that brilliant multilingual assistant, giving them a universal ID badge that grants access to every room in the building, and then just leaving that badge sitting on a park bench outside.
That is exactly what happened. And because of these insecure MCP ports, the dossier reveals that 29 million unique user passwords and over 24,000 highly sensitive production secrets were exposed globally.
Wow.
We are talking about Google Cloud API keys, AWS IAM secrets, core database connection string.
Just sitting there.
Yeah. Underground crawlers equipped with automated token scrapers just harvested them off the public internet. This allowed syndicates to commandeer legitimate enterprise AI allocations and pivot directly into internal cloud workloads, bypassing the perimeter entirely.
So what does this all mean for businesses? Because if attackers are moving at machine speed using YOLO mode, why aren't legitimate enterprises just deploying their own unconstrained AI agents to fight back?
Well, the corporate world is struggling immensely with this transition. Gartner forecasts that over 40% of enterprise agentic AI initiatives running in production right now will collapse or be abandoned by 2028.
40%.
Yes. And McKinsey's data corroborates this, noting that the average responsible AI governance score across global 2,000 companies is a dismal 2.3 out of 4.0.
So they are failing. But why? I mean, if the underlying technology is so powerful for the attackers, why is it failing the defenders?
Because autonomy and accountability move in fundamentally opposite directions.
Okay, that makes sense.
For a threat actor, maximum autonomy is the goal. But for an enterprise, especially in regulated sectors like healthcare or finance, you must maintain auditable control.
Right. And the dossier actually breaks down these specific failure modes causing these corporate projects to collapse. First, there's the vendor packaging illusion. Out of thousands of tools marketed as agentic AI, Gartner says only about 130 actually possess genuine reasoning capabilities.
It's a marketing gimmick for most of them.
Yeah, the vast majority are just rebranded chatbots that completely break down when a workflow requires multi-step logic.
Exactly. Then there is the regulatory hurdle, often referred to as the audit black box. Under Article 14 of the European Union AI Act, organizations must maintain strict human oversight and continuous deterministic logging for high-risk AI systems.
And this is where the tech completely clashes with the law, because agents use divergent, unpredictable reasoning paths.
Yes.
Meaning an AI might solve a complex problem one way on Monday and a completely different way on Tuesday. It doesn't follow a strict checklist.
Right. So if it makes a decision to alter a financial ledger, auditors can't trace the exact logical steps it took. It's a black box, which makes it a catastrophic compliance liability.
Totally.
Add to that the financial risks of uncontrolled token costs. When an autonomous agent encounters an unexpected error, it will try to reason its way out.
Because that's what it's built to do.
Right. But if it gets stuck in a recursive loop, constantly generating new attempts that fail, it continuously consumes compute tokens. An unsupervised agent can rack up tens of thousands of dollars in cloud computing fees in a matter of hours before anyone even notices.
But according to the report, the most insidious threat to corporate networks isn't coming from external hackers. It's coming from inside the house.
Yes, the shadow agents.
Right. If you are listening to this right now and thinking, well, I just hooked up a custom ChatGPT bot to my team's Slack channel last week to summarize our meetings, you might actually be the exact problem the dossier calls shadow AI agents.
It is a massive governance blind spot. Central IT departments are trying to build careful, compliant AI frameworks. Meanwhile, individual employees looking to save time are taking open source AI agents, inserting their personal corporate API tokens, and hooking them directly into the company's CRM database or messaging platforms.
And by doing that, they inadvertently open a bidirectional backdoor directly into the company's core infrastructure.
Exactly.
Think about the mechanism here. You have an unvetted agent reading your emails. If an external attacker sends an email containing a hidden prompt injection payload, essentially a malicious string of text designed to trick the AI, the shadow AI reads it, executes the hidden command, and exfiltrates sensitive data out through the Slack integration.
And the IT department's security tools would never even see it happening.
Because it's running through a trusted employee's token.
It creates an almost unmappable attack surface, which is why the era of reckless YOLO mode AI deployments is definitively over for the enterprise sector. Organizations cannot survive by letting these systems run wild. They have to fundamentally restructure the architecture of how these tools are deployed.
And the blueprint for that restructure over the next 5 years is a concept called scoped autonomy. Rather than giving one super smart agent a universal ID badge to the entire network, you build narrow scope, single responsibility micro agents.
You deconstruct the workflows. If you deploy an agent to read and categorize incoming vendor invoices, you explicitly restrict its permissions so it cannot execute the wire transfers to pay those invoices.
Keep them separated.
Right. By siloing the operational scope, you dramatically reduce the blast radius if an individual agent is compromised.
The dossier outlines four foundational pillars of defense to achieve this. The first is pre-execution human checkpoints. This isn't just reviewing logs after the fact. This means hard-coding mechanical stops into the system architecture.
The agent literally cannot proceed.
Right. Before any high-stakes action can execute, like moving money, changing database schemas, or altering access policies, the AI process halts and waits for an explicit human authorization.
The second pillar relies on automated dynamic circuit breakers. These act as programmatic kill switches monitoring the agent's behavior.
But let me challenge that for a second. In a massive enterprise, API volume spikes all the time during legitimate peak hours. If you put automated kill switches on everything, aren't you just going to accidentally shut down your own business the moment you have a busy Tuesday?
Well, that's a critical distinction. These circuit breakers aren't just looking at static volume limits. They employ anomaly detection based on semantic intent.
Okay, what does that mean in practice?
So if an agent normally makes 2 API calls a minute to query a database, and suddenly it starts making 15 rapid, varied tool calls attempting to access unauthorized directories, the circuit breaker recognizes the deviation in behavior.
Oh, I see.
It instantly severs the API connection and freezes the execution state, stopping a runaway loop before it can rack up token costs or steal data without disrupting normal human traffic.
That makes a lot more sense. Moving to the third pillar, multi-signature cryptographic authorization. For mission-critical payloads, one person clicking approve isn't enough. The system requires dual-key human approval from entirely separate supervisory chains before executing a command.
It's the digital equivalent of two generals having to turn their keys simultaneously to launch a missile.
Exactly.
Finally, the fourth pillar is data sovereignty. This mandates running agents within strictly isolated sandboxes utilizing ephemeral credentials.
Meaning temporary, short-lived API tokens that expire after a few minutes, rather than permanent master keys.
Correct. The sensitive data and the execution environment remain confined within secure, heavily monitored boundaries. If we connect this to the bigger picture, the AI competitive landscape is undergoing a profound transition right now. The period from 2024 to 2025 was the speed race. It was a frantic sprint by tech companies to build and deploy the most autonomous agents possible. But the era from 2026 to 2028 is definitively the trust race.
Because the organizations that win won't be the ones with the most unconstrained, freewheeling AI. They will be the ones that master the friction between autonomous efficiency and rigorous governance. Who can build the safest, most auditable agent that legal and compliance teams actually trust?
Architectural discipline and unwavering human oversight are no longer optional best practices. They are the baseline requirements for operating in a digital environment where the attackers no longer need to sleep.
Bringing this all together for you listening, whether you are an IT professional evaluating your company's defense architecture or simply someone trying to understand how our digital infrastructure is evolving, the most crucial takeaway from this deep dive is this. The line between a helpful, time-saving productivity bot and an autonomous cyber weapon of state-sponsored espionage is terrifyingly thin.
It is razor thin.
As we saw with the Hermes intrusion, it is quite literally just a single configuration switch, YOLO mode.
It forces us to entirely rethink what it means to trust the software we interact with daily.
Which leaves us with a final provocative thought for you to mull over. The Tekken Report envisions a future of autonomous counter-agent defense grids, essentially deploying AI sentinels to defend our networks against AI attackers.
Fighting fire with fire.
Right. But it raises a deeply unsettling question for you to consider. What happens to the global internet infrastructure when a defensive AI and an offensive AI, both running in unconstrained YOLO mode, get locked into an infinite recursive battle of escalation, consuming millions of tokens a second, with absolutely no humans left in the loop to pull the plug?
It is a scenario that is definitely reshaping the priorities of security architects globally.
We want to thank you for joining us on this custom-tailored deep dive. We know your time is valuable, and we hope this helps you navigate and question the rapidly shifting digital world around you. Stay curious, stay secure, and we'll catch you next time.